Another shot of whiskey, please, bartender. Keep it coming till I don't remember at all. How bad it hurts when you're gone.
Hi, 大家好 ，Happy April Fool's Day， 愚人节快乐！我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
那如果你还没有意识到今天是愚人节的话呢，那也是好事，就证明你可能没有被人捉弄，是吧？
嗯。
那今天呢，我和 Adam 就要跟大家说一下这个愚人节啊。英语里面其实整人啦、啊，或者愚弄别人、捉弄别人，有很多有意思的说法，也非常实用。今天在节目里面你都可以学到。那当然，我们在网期的节目里面，包括今天我们的付费会员课程，也有更多的这个愚人节专题，都希望大家会喜欢。那大家可以到我们的微信公众号，就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来看今天这集非常有意思，然后不会整你，是真的很有意思，学习价值很丰富的微信推送。 OK， 那 Adam， 愚人节啊，这个英语我前面已经说了，你再跟我们说两次好不好？
All rightApril Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. 因为它是每年的 When is it?
April 1st.
April 1st. It's always the same, 对吧？那 April Fool's 四月傻瓜日 Literally translated.
I actually kind of like that name.
哦，是吗？所以这个 Fools 就是 F-O-O-L-S， 就是一个傻瓜，对吧？
Right, yeah. Well, this word fool kind of has two meanings, Jenny. One is like you are a fool, you know, you are a 傻瓜. Or the other one is you were fooled.
啊，对，那这里我们就看到 being fooled 变成一个动词，就是这个你被捉弄、被愚弄的意思。
Yes, you're right.
So you can actually say to someone, oh, were you fooled on April Fool's? 可以吗？
You can, but there are a few other ways that we will talk about in this episode that maybe sound more natural.
是是是，所以英语也是很有意思的哦。虽然愚人节叫 April Fool's, 但是如果你要说你被捉弄了在这一天啊，我们会用到一些其他的动词，对吗？比如说哪一个呢？
Well, probably the one you're going to hear the most is pranked.
Ah, pranked. 这个我觉得就是 teenager, 是吧？十几岁的小朋友好像特别喜欢去搞这种恶作剧，这种 pranks. 那你刚刚也是 you were using it as a verb, so, you were pranked, or I was pranked.
Or I got pranked.
I got pranked. 那美国其实也有这种整人节目，是吧？以前有一个人叫什么什么什么
That 70s Show, Demi Moore, Ashton Kutcher.
对，他以前就有一个节目 you can actually call it a prank show or no? It's a TV show where he goes out to prank people.
Just pranks people. And like the internet, there's so many prank videos. It's, you know, like they're really popular. It's not just April Fools that people prank other people.
对对，所以这个词真的就像 Adam 说的，是日常用的非常多的，大家一定要学一下啊，就是 prank. 然后呢，它如果说你捉弄了别人 ，using it as a noun, 你可以说 it's a prank.
Yes.
对吧？就像愚人节有各种各样的，比如说 you tell a lie 或者什么的，比如今天明明不用上班，然后礼拜六嘛，人家 HR 发一个邮件说大家都要来加班，然后来了说哈哈哈 ，You got pranked.
Thanks.
对，这是一个 prank. 然后 ，and actually there's a term like April Fool's pranks, right?
Yeah, well, those are, you know, I think most people expect April Fool's pranks from companies like Google. You know, every year they always pull a big prank.
对，你刚刚说 to pull a prank, to pull a big prank, 所以它的动词就可以用 P-U-L-L, to pull a prank, 对吧？然后一个很爱整人的，很爱搞恶作剧的人，他们叫一个
prankster.
A prankster.
Prankster.
Hey, were you ever a prankster?
I tried to be, but my pranks weren't very good.
Okay, 然后还有一些就最简单的捉弄人的就 乱打电话，对吧？然后不讲话啊，或者什么搞很恐怖的声音那种恶作剧。
Now this is something I did do quite a bit. We made prank calls.
Prank calls.
Calls. 嗯。
所以一个 prank call 就是就像我刚刚说的那样类型的捉弄电话，对吧
？Right. You know. Hello, is your refrigerator running? Yes, I think so. Well, you'd better go catch it. And then hang up.
对，就是 prank calls 啊。好，那前面你说到在美国就是很多的公司特别像 Google 什么就一些可能比较 cool hip companies 它科技公司啊什么的、right. 我觉得他们都 they kind of compete with each other on who can come up with the most innovative original pranks
yeah just the best prank
对吗我还记得以前Oh, I fell for a Google prank.
Oh, which one?
我前面说的 to fall for a prank 就是你被捉弄了，对吧？你就是掉入了那个陷阱 to fall for a prank. 就是曾经他们说什么 Gmail 你发了一个邮件，然后 you regret it, you can unsend it.
Oh yeah. Well, it's so many people fell for that prank because we all want to believe it.
对，就是几年以前 ，Google 它也说我们 Gmail 有一个新功能 ，introducing a new feature. Gmail 的新功能就是你可以发出去的撤回，但这个我们微信就有啊 ，you can unsend， 对吧？
Yeah,
撤回好像
yeah.
还是我们中国科技公司好啊。那撤回这个是叫 unsend or
unsend？ Yep.
Okay, good to know. 好，那我们讲了很多跟 prank 有关的啊。是不是还有一个不同的说法整人啊恶作剧是叫 practical joke
yeah practical joke
joke 是一个玩笑然后 practical、right. 是什么意思、
this means like think about the word practice like you're actually doing something
练习实际操作的一个玩笑
You're not, because most jokes are just with your words, you know, a guy walks into a doctor's office, blah, 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 blah.
讲笑话但这里的一个 practical joke 其实就是一个恶作剧、right. 和 prank 差不多的啊。
Yeah, pretty much.
好那、那接下来我们讲的这些说法呢就是更加的俚语一点。So this first one has something to do with your legs.
Oh, okay. So this phrase is called pulling someone's leg.
哎呦，我对这个还是非常记忆犹新，对这个说法，因为我第一次听到的时候 ，I had no idea what it meant。我以为一个人跟我说，我真的在 do something with your legs， 在拉你的腿。然后他其实这个意思就是 I'm pulling a prank on you， 我就在给你开玩笑，对不对
？Right.
Or to pull someone's leg.
Yes, one leg.
One leg, 哦，不能说两条腿是吧？
嗯。
所以你跟一个人，比如开了玩笑或者什么的，比如说 Adam, 我们接下来这一个月每个周末都要加班，然后说啊、oh, ，Why? That's so unfair. 然后我就说，哦、oh, ，I was just pulling your leg, 就是我就在跟你开玩笑，是吧
？Yeah. So, but that means because that's so serious. That I mean, that's a pretty serious joke. You know, maybe pulling your leg wouldn't be so. When I think pulling.Your leg, I think about my old uncles and like grandfather, and they would say something, you know, kind of stupid, but I would believe it because I'm very young. Just pulling your leg.
pulling your leg. 然后还有一个，我觉得这年轻人会用的说法，他们会说 "Oh, it's just messing with you."
Yeah, yeah. This is much better for young people. Just messing with you.
我第一个是时代感十足，大家一听那个 pulling your leg 就知道我的年龄。
Exactly.
Now the cool kids are saying messing with you instead of、
yeah.
pulling your leg, right?
Yeah. I mean, importantly, whichever one you want to use,、pull someone's leg or mess with you, you always want to add that word just in front of it, right? I'm just pulling your leg. I'm just messing with you.
啊，对对对，其实这跟中文很像的，就是哎呀，我就是在跟你开玩笑，我只是在跟你开玩笑，对吧 ？I'm just
right. Just emphasizes it a little bit.
只是一个笑话而已啊。Okay, so we've talked about some really great things, 跟这个愚人节整人有关的。最后呢，还是要跟大家说一下，这一天你要警惕、小心，不要那么轻易的上当哈。
Okay, so you guys want to be on guard. Keep your guard up.
To be on guard. 这个 guard 就是像保安 security guard, 对吧
Right, just pay attention.
嗯 keep your guard, 然后、don't be fooled.
Right, don't be fooled.
别那么轻易上当啊、然后 he can show don't fall for it.
Don't fall for it, yeah, or try not to fall for it.
Don't fall for those.April Fool's pranks, 对不对?
Right, like when you see the, you know, the sugar, when you want to put sugar in your coffee, maybe you should check to see if somebody switched it with salt.
Oh, 对,这个我觉得是一个非常 classic, 非常经典的 April Fool's Day 的这个 prank 或者一个 practical right. joke, 就是把那个盐和糖互换一下,是吧? It's such a simple thing, 但是真的, hey, many people fall for that.
They do, they sure do.
然后如果你真的被整了这个时候你也可以说 can't believe I fell for it, 对不对?
Didn't keep my guard up, I can't believe I fell for it.
I can't believe I fell for it, or I can't believe I fell for that.
Again.
Again, 又上当又受骗了啊。因为不知道今年这个愚人节你有没有 did you get pranked?
Or did you do the pranking?
Oh, 对，也有可能你是整别人的那一方哈。我自己是感觉这个，哎 ，it's so juvenile, so childish, 是很幼稚的。
Of American culture, and so if you want to understand American culture, you really need to understand the pranks.
美国人都是 pranksters, 是吧？
他们特别 They're all pranksters.
对对对，所以就像我们说，特别大的公司，谷歌呀，什么。微软呀 Amazon 啊他们这一天、哎、大家就可以好好关注一下了 What kind of April Fool's pranks they come up with this year 好那今天我们的节目就到这儿、希望大家今天都不要上当受骗然后就是过快乐的一天吧Because this is just a holiday that messes around with you
Right
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿那我们开言英语呢这个不跟大家 messing around 因为我们下周一我们的微信写作班就开始了 Our workshop is starting on Monday Even though it's a public holiday 是我们清明小长假那我们下周的课呀然后微信写作班这些都会继续所以如果你是我们付费会员的话呢啊，下一周我们同样会陪伴你然后下一周呢 We'll be back with a much more 就 meaningful 更有意义的这个节日就是我们中国的清明节
Okay guys, so stay tuned for Tomb Sweeping Day
好今天的节目就到这儿我们下次再见拜拜
Bye bye guys